Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Yes, this is Free Talk Live. You are in the right place for the live Saturday night edition of our call-in show. Our telephone number here, of course, is toll-free, 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE, as in freedom, a topic that is near and dear to my heart anyway. And tonight I am your host, the Reverend Captain Kickass, and I'm joined by...
And I'm Ian.
We've been talking to a caller who was shot in the back by police at around about 2 a.m., 6 or 7, maybe 8 years ago. We're getting, you know, bits of the story from him, and we asked him to hold over.
I did pull up the Volusia Exposed website, and they do have a very detailed piece, multiple pieces about this just debacle, horrifying situation.
Yeah, Michael, during the break, and you're with us again on the air live, during the break we were just looking up the website you pointed us to, and from my cursory observation, sir, you have been railroaded. Can you tell us more?
No doubt about that.
Yeah, so let me see if I can recap real fast for our listeners. There was it was Bike Week. You're there in the Daytona Beach, I guess, area, and you had a young lady with you. You're in your 60s now. At the time, how old were you at the time? Just curious.
Whatever the date is, that many less. I'm 64 now.
64 now. Okay. So this was several years ago. You had, this woman was very drunk. You had taken her to her home, had dropped her off. She stumbled after she got off of your motorcycle with you. Police observed that happen. They interpreted it as some sort of a domestic abuse. They then took her to your home. They then asked her if she lived there. She was drunk, so she indicated that she did live there, even though she didn't. She'd maybe visited you there on previous occasions. And she had admitted that she had at one point broken a back window in order to get into the home, claiming that it had been her home. They then had her break the window again. You were home at the time and concerned that you were being, you know, having some marauders come into your home. You said, you know, anybody comes through that window, I'm going to shoot. And at that point, or at some point after that, the police then shot you in the back.
You've got it pretty much exactly right.
They then arrested you, took you to the hospital, did a terrible job of stitching up your wounds, had to take you back to the hospital, and I think that's where you left the story.
Yeah, I think you're being interrogated about stuff.
Actually, the first time I went to the hospital, they did not stitch me. They just put gauze bandage over the hole with medical tape over the two holes in my back. And
wow.
Then I was interrogated. There was a pool of blood under me where I was bleeding. Then they took me back and they stitched it up. And
okay,
came back and interrogated me some more.
I just have a question, Michael. So I'm looking at, you know, the photos that are on VolusiaExposed.com. And you said holes in your back. Did you just get shot one time or twice?
Yeah, one time. The bullet went in and out.
Entry and exit.
Okay, I got you. Yeah,
you can look at the photo. Yeah, you can look at the photo here, and I think you lucked out, it looks like, because it kind of went in on, like, the back left side of your back and kind of went out the back left, or the left side of your rib cage, it looks like. So it kind of just kind of cut through the very back edge of your body. It doesn't appear that it, you know, pierced your lung or, I mean, did it? You know, did it, like, pierce anything pretty serious? I mean, obviously it's bad when you get shot, but
right.
It doesn't look like as bad as it could have been.
You know, it's a time when I'm a believer in Jesus Christ, and I'm a Christian. It's a time where you, if it happened to you, you might do what I did. I was so thankful. I'm thinking God must have a reason to keep me around, because if I'd have been just standing at a different angle, that bullet could have went right through my heart.
Right.
You see, if you, I don't know there was a picture. I've never seen the website, but I just know it's there.
It's there.
But I've never.
Yeah, it's definitely at heart level. I mean, it's right. Pretty close. So what's next? You're being questioned by the police. You're under arrest. What do they charge you with? Was it domestic violence?
They were charging me with domestic violence, and there was two cops in my backyard that morning. And it was about 1:30 when they actually shot me. There was two cops in my backyard, one from the town where she lives.
Mm-hmm.
He's the one that brought her into the town I live in. She lives in Daytona. I live in Holly Hill.
Okay.
Excuse me. They brought her the Holly Hill cop is the one that actually pulled the trigger on me. And I've known after that, some of my friends who work in the city of Holly Hill say they called that guy Barney Fife because he only had one bullet in his gun. I don't know if you know who Barney Fife is.
Yeah,
and he only let him carry one bullet.
Yeah.
Anyway, It was pretty traumatic for me, and they after they interrogated me the second time they said tell us what happened, and I told them what happened because I wouldn't I didn't do anything wrong.
Right.
The wrongdoers were the cops. They took me to the jail where I sat for about 2 weeks till I got a court hearing where I could get a bond hearing. I got a bond, so I bonded out of jail, and I don't think I even had I was on no bond before that. But
okay.
I got out of jail, and I was put on pre-trial intervention, again, where they made me come in once a week and take a piss test. And
mm-hmm.
I don't do drugs. I don't drink. I don't smoke cigarettes. I'm a Christian, and I live a pretty clean life. But I'm big and intimidating looking. I'm 6'2" and 250 pounds now.
Right.
But
well,
I was
right.
up to 300 pounds.
And the state's not happy unless, they make the monkey dance. So, you're doing the monkey
right.
dance for the state. So
They gave me an attorney. They assigned me an attorney. And I had probably more than a dozen court-appointed attorneys because they were all telling me, look, you've got to plead guilty to something.
Jesus.
I had to plead guilty to anything, a misdemeanor. They told me, you sign this paper and plead guilty. We'll let you out of jail. We're going to drop everything after that. They just wanted me to be. I said, look, accuse me of being stupid, and I'll plead guilty to that. But I'm not pleading guilty to nothing I didn't do.
Good for you, man, because I want to just inject here that this is so common that this is the way the state plays their little game is they hit you with as many charges as they possibly can. The state attorneys, these defense attorneys, these public defenders, they're glorified plea deal takers, and that's what you were presented with was attorney after attorney that was trying to get you to take a plea deal. They don't want to have to go to trial. The prosecutors don't want to have to go to trial. The defense attorneys don't want to have to go to trial. So if they can get everybody to take a plea, then they don't have to actually do any work. Then they just negotiate the plea deal. The judge approves or not, and usually they'll approve it because they just want to move people through the system, get some sort of fine money out of people, lock them down with probation and the various different conditions, which, of course, are designed to be easy to violate, so they get you right back into the system. So did you stand firm on that, and then what happened?
You were so right about every word you just said.
Yeah.
Every bit of that, I found it to be true in my case. And again, I wasn't going to plead guilty to anything I didn't do. They every time they gave me a new attorney, a public defender guy, they wouldn't do depositions. I said, do these depositions, depose this one and that one. They would tell you that she was drunk all night long or whatever. They wouldn't do any deposition for me. Finally, this guy with the Volusia Exposed, John Vandorf, I realized that he was on videotape and all this was going on, and he put me in touch with somebody who was an attorney. It cost me over $60,000 to get an attorney.
Yeah.
After having more than a dozen public defenders. I got one myself, and he brought in some expert witnesses that said cops should have never brought her to my town. The cops should have waited till the morning and catch me driving off and pull me over like it was a traffic ticket, then asked me about it. The cops should have never come on my property. They should have never knocked on my door.
I want more of this. I want more.
Michael, can you stay with us for one more segment?
Sure.
All right. All right. Please hold the line. I want to point out to our listeners that public defender is a misnomer. They're not defending you, the public, from them. They're defending themselves from you, the public. 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. More from Michael.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
Don't miss this year's Liberty Con with great speakers like Whole Foods CEO John Mackey, Congressman Justin Amash, and Nobel Prize winner Vernon Smith. Attend two spectacular debates. Is government necessary? And does capitalism require government intervention? Network with over 70 pro-liberty organizations. This and a whole lot more. April the 3rd through the 5th in Washington, D.C. Visit LibertyCon.com and use code FTL for a $10 discount on LibertyCon.com. The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org. I can definitely say that I have found the best cryptocurrency wallet. Certainly the best named one. I'm Mark Edge, and I love the Edge Wallet. I've been using it for the last few months. You can buy, sell, trade, and hold your cryptocurrency securely. I trust my holdings of all the major cryptocurrencies to Edge Wallet, and you should too. No long phrases to memorize, just a username and password. Secure your freedom with Edge Wallet. Get it now on Apple or Android in the App Store or at edge.app.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yes, it's the live Saturday night edition of Free Talk Live, the only freedom-oriented live call-in talk radio show that I'm aware of, at least in the U.S. of A. or thereabouts. We are also broadcast on some satellite bits and online, of course. But it is Free Talk Live, and I am your host, the Reverend Captain Kickass, and I'm joined by...
I'm Ian Freeman.
And we kicked off this evening talking about an article where a study shows that police chases over minor crimes end up with thousands of innocent bystanders dead. And we've been talking to a man, Michael Morrison, out of Daytona Beach, Florida, who has been shot by a cop. And he's been giving us the details, and we'll get into more of that in just a minute. But first, I wanted to give you a Liberty update from LibertyCon. Don't miss these two very special debates. First, is government necessary? This debate will feature David Friedman, Milton Sun, and Timothy Sandifer. David will be arguing that government isn't necessary, while Timothy will be arguing that government is necessary. Second, does capitalism require government intervention? In this debate, Gene Epstein, the economics editor for Barron's, will debate Stephen Pearlstein of the Washington Post. Epstein will argue against intervention, and Pearlstein will argue in favor of it. Also, John Mackey, Whole Foods CEO, will speak on conscious capitalism. Be a part of LibertyCon. LibertyCon is a unique Liberty convention April 3rd through 5th in Washington, D.C. for people who want to network with more than 70 pro-Liberty organizations for career advancement, business, or internship opportunities. Visit LibertyCon.com for more details on our incredible list of speakers, events, and even student discounts. That's LibertyCon.com. Use code FTL for a $10 discount. And so we've been talking with Michael Morrison, and you can find out a whole bunch of stuff. His saga has been documented on a website called Volusia Exposed. .com. That's V-O-L-U-S-I-A, exposed.com.
The Florida County.
It's a Florida County, yeah. So for our listeners out there, if you want to read up on more details. So we've been, you know, sort of recapping the story with Michael, talking about what happened. And Ian had a very good question. And we were talking about, you know, hypothetically, like, let's just say a guy was guilty of whatever the cops said you had done, Michael.
A domestic abuse.
A domestic abuse, you know.
Threw a girl off a bike or something.
Yeah, even if you were, you know, guilty of whatever they accused you of, their behavior is not excusable, even if, you know,
right,
you were guilty.
Shooting in the back,
yeah,
number one. Two, going to his house at 2 in the morning to deal with that situation when the two of them had been separated at that point. You know, they could have just picked him up later. They could have just gone in the morning or knocked, yeah, on his door later the next day or
something. And let's
like
say
that.
Let's just say, you know, they did suspect Michael of being a violent person. Why would you bring her to
put her in more danger,
more violence, if,
yeah,
if that's what they actually thought?
Crazy
so.
Situation. So they had offered you a plea deal, multiple plea deals. They really, really, really wanted you to take a plea. And the story over at Volusia Exposed says that they were offering you some pretty sweet deals, like that basically you wouldn't have to do any kind of time. You would just get this conviction on your record. Just go ahead, take the plea, and it'll all be over with. But you didn't, Michael.
You're right. And the fact is, if I were guilty, those would have been sweet deals. But I didn't do what... Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to keep.
No,
I'm going to ask you to keep
mean,
him, though, because
I
want to finish the story.
Yeah, I don't mean it. It's a slang term that I use. I ride a bike. And
yeah,
most
just
of
keep in mind we're on the radio. We can't have you say something that you can't say on the radio again. So that's your only chance you're going to get there, okay?
Okay.
Yeah, it's a crappy deal. A very crappy
it's
deal.
A very, very crappy deal.
Okay. You use your word. I still believe it's my word. But
I understand. I would understand if we weren't on the radio, but sorry.
Okay,
so without using that word... or any other words like it. Go ahead and tell the rest of the story.
I ended up spending 4 years on this pretrial intervention, at which time, one week before 4 years was up, they contacted my attorney and said, we don't have enough information to pursue this case, so we're going to drop the charges.
All right. But by that time, you'd spent $60,000.
Yeah, a little over $60,000. My attorney rang it all up. we had to hire people to come in and testify that the cops committed felony after felony after felony just to get there to before they shot me.
There was no punishment for the police, though, right? They never got brought up on any kind of charges. They never got fired. I'm just guessing, right?
Well,
no punishment.
The guy that actually shot me was on the Holly Hill Police Department, and he quit and went to be a mall cop after this. And I think they kind of told him either you're going to quit or we're going to fire you over it, and then they'd have to pursue it. So he quit, and he went to be a mall cop. The other cop from the town where she lived, Daytona, he got a raise. And the guy on Volusia Exposed, John Vandor, he told me that the cop that was there with the one that shot me, the other cop, he had been brought up on domestic violence his own self in the police department. But he kept getting raised.
Surprise, surprise. Another cop beating his wife.
Exactly. And he got a raise. So the cops never, the state's attorney never, not one person ever said, hey, we're sorry we dragged you through this.
Nope.
They all knew that I wasn't guilty. Every one of them knew that I wasn't guilty. You can come to my town and talk to cops right now about the case, and they'll tell you, yeah, we know he got run through the ringer.
So did you... I'm sorry, Michael, did you, in effect, did you win the case? Are you still in
court? They dropped the charges.
They dropped the charges completely?
After 4 years.
After almost 4 years. A week shy of 4 years. Because that was their, they had to do something before that time, or the time to charge me expired.
They got like a statute of limitations on it.
They didn't cut a check. There's no justice for you in this case.
I hired a lawyer, and the lawyer, for years, he told me, I'm working on it. Then I find he got disbarred because he was a womanizer himself, and he wasn't filing his motions. So me and probably a dozen more people lost our cases that he was handling for us. And at this point, it's all over. But the cops in my town, Holly Hill, know that I wasn't guilty of that. I don't have any problem with the cops myself. Hmm. I know there's a few bad apples in the basket there, but I don't have any. I'm a patriot. I like cops. I know.
Well, they say a few bad apples spoils the bunch. Did you ever get an apology from the lady? At least.
Yeah, we got back together. While they had this whole thing going in the domestic violence, while I was in jail for the first 2 weeks. She apparently wrote a letter to the judge and said, hey, they got it all wrong.
They don't care. Thanks for the call, man. Thanks for sharing that story.
Thank you so much, Michael. 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Have you been shot by a cop? Give us a call. Let us know. 855-450-FREE. More coming up.
What is it costing you in vet bills for that convenience of just pulling open a bag of
formulated, extruded, processed cereal bits that cost a ton of money anyways?
How do you feed your dog to derive not only energy, but a good coat, bright eyes, and a great attitude?
Come to Dinovite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
I found his raw meat diet on Dinovite.com.
With just the raw meat and the eggs and the Dinovite and the Super Omega on top of it.
Try Super Omega fish oil.
Buy two. Get one free.
Ground beef, white rice, eggs, including the shells, and the Dinovite supplement, and then the Lico Chops.
Try Lico Chops. Buy two. Get one free.
It just balances out his body and his mind and his spirit.
Adding Dinovite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
Their skin is so much better now that they're on the raw diet. I don't even give them the kibble anymore.
DINOVITE.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Nevada Democrats are weighing in on their party's presidential nomination contest. 4 years ago in Nevada, Bernie Sanders lost a close race to Hillary Clinton. Precincts are now reporting a big win for him, with former Vice President Joe Biden coming in second and former Indiana Mayor Pete Buttigieg coming in third. Senator Elizabeth Warren is close behind, and Senator Amy Klobuchar is trailing. Bernie Sanders didn't stay in Nevada to celebrate the results. He went straight to Texas for a campaign rally.
Let me tell you,
on day one and henceforth, we are going to end the demonization of the undocumented in this country.
Sanders told reporters in El Paso, President Trump is a pathological liar running a corrupt administration. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Saturday night edition of Free Talk Live, coming at you from the LRN.FM studios in beautiful Keene, New Hampshire. I am your host tonight, the Reverend Captain Kickass, and I'm joined by...
And my name's Ian.
Very good. Oh. I'm glad you remembered your name, because sometimes I forget.
Okay. Mr. You forget my name or your name?
Yes. E, all of the above. We've had some really interesting talk this evening.
Yeah, wow.
We've had the, what do you call it, article from the Free Thought Project talking about folks who, innocent folks who die as a result of police chasing.
Yes.
And in almost no instance, statistically...
2,000 in the last 4 years.
Yeah, in almost no instance, statistically, is it worth the chase?
I wouldn't say it is. Although, you know, that is one of the questions we can ask our listeners. We got distracted by a really interesting story about a guy who was chased down by the police into his home and shot
in the back
for no reason whatsoever, besides the fact that the police think they can get away with things like that.
Nothing like getting shot in the back by the police, yeah, right, to really brighten your day.
And usually can, but, you know, it does ask, we should ask the question of our listeners regarding these police chases. Is in what circumstances do you think it's okay? Should the police be able to just go ahead and do a high-speed chase for any reason whatsoever? Oh, well, that guy didn't pull over for us, or that guy is wanted for a bag of marijuana, or whatever. He threw a girl off a bicycle, or whatever.
Or, oh, my gosh, I'll be late to the donut shop. They open in 5 minutes. I've seen, you know, many a police cruiser sort of take advantage of their authority.
I'm trying to think of a situation, I think, that maybe... I could, if we're going to have government police, you know, and that's a whole other question, is should we even have a monopoly, one-size-fits-all police force?
Right, right.
how could we do it without a monopoly? But that's another question. If you're going to have this monopoly police, under what circumstances should it be acceptable for them to go barreling through the streets at breakneck speeds, possibly killing
innocent flashing,
bystanders?
Huge sirens.
You know, under what circumstances is that okay? And there probably are some where you could say, okay, some maniac just murdered, you know, a church full of people.
Yep.
Okay, I can see the reason there.
Yep, yep.
But unless you've got somebody who's an immediate threat to the lives of other people and they've threatened to, you know, to kill people or whatever, I just don't think that in most circumstances you really need to be going at a high-speed chase. Because if you're not chasing the person at a high speed, odds are they're not going to need to go at a high speed.
Well, and with the growth of Skynet, I mean, all of the network objects that are connected to each other, that police and law enforcement and the FBI and the CIA and basically all forms
various
of
government. Cameras various cameras and such.
Yeah, cameras, phones. Radios, phone, all that stuff.
Yeah, dude's got a cell phone on him. You know where he is at all times.
You can be tracked virtually almost no matter where you are at this point. So yeah, it really raises some questions, but we'll talk more about that in just a minute. I wanted to tell you about the next generation wallet coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to spend, earn, store, and exchange digital money in seconds. Divvy says you'll be able to send money around the globe in only a swipe and instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. There's no need to wait, though, as Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with their multi-tiered masternodes, allowing anyone to earn by supporting the Divvy network. When the new Divvy wallet launches because of Divvy's relationship with Western Union, Divvy will be in 200 countries, including the United States. You can learn more at DiviProject.org, DiviProject.org. So, Skynet, right? And I'm calling it that because that was what everybody was scared of when the Terminator first movie came out in whatever year that was, 1982 or something. I'm dating myself here. But, I mean, it really has kind of come to pass outside of the fact that it's not sentient, right? But, like, all of the Big Brother. Yeah, all of the Big Brother type stuff that everybody was afraid of, that Orwell wrote about in 1984.
It's
all here. It's all here. Congratulations. You've lived to see it happen.
And you're going to live to see it get worse.
Yeah. We're going to talk more about these types of things. But first, let's go to your calls and your thoughts. We have Ralph calling from Maine. Ralph, you are on Free Talk Live.
Hi. As you probably are aware, we have a citizens referendum here in Maine that we're voting on March 3rd. Where the,
nope, wasn't aware. What is it?
Well, they took away our objections to vaccines on religious and philosophical grounds. So we raised about 80,000 signatures to fight that. We're going to be voting on it March 3rd. But
hold on, just to clarify, they took away your religious objection, meaning that what, a child has to be vaccinated and there's no way to get out of it?
Let them go to school, daycare, uh-huh, even college, and you have to have the full amount of vaccines.
Want them to go to school anyway? I mean, government school is just a terrible place where they indoctrinate the youth with pro-government messaging.
But how will the children socialize? I'm just kidding.
Join a club.
No, good point. But still, it's like, you know, what's next? Adults being mandated and we can't go out of our homes or, you know.
Right. Well, wait a second, Ralph. I have a question. You said that they took away your religious objection. Did they do that by way of voting as well?
The legislature took it away.
So what is the proposal exactly? What is the voting, what are the phrase that you're going to be voting on? What are they saying? What's the pitch?
Well, vote yes means that we're going to put back the, if you have a religious or a philosophical objection to vaccines, then you don't have to take it, and then they can't keep you out of schools or wherever.
Mm.
If you vote no, then you're against the citizens' referendum, and you want to keep the law that was written last year.
Well, here's a better idea. Why don't the people who are against vaccines just stop paying property taxes?
Yeah, well, trying to organize everybody to do that, and, you know, people have bills and stuff. But, you know,
Well, if you don't pay property taxes, you can pay more of your bills.
I just got back from vacation with my kids. I have two young kids that I raise. And all of a sudden, there's all these no signs, you know, the ones that want to do away with the objections. And, I mean, a lot of them, like four times what they had before I left on Monday. And I find out that the vaccine trade, the lobbying organization, contributed almost $500,000 in Maine to fight that. And, you know, my objections is, like, with 50% of children having developmental disabilities, and they say even that 1 in 28 boys and 1 in 35 girls have some stage of autism. I mean, why doesn't these people, why won't they look at, like, how could this be right to put DNA from monkeys and pigs and cows, caterpillars and mice and dogs in the vaccines? And then they put aborted male and female baby fetus DNA into our kids. It's no wonder that 5 and 6 year old boys want to dress up, you know. In
I don't think that has anything to do with it.
I have a problem with the fact that this type of an issue, particularly politically, boils down to two things that are marketed to you: yes or no. There's never a sign that says choice. Mm-hmm. Right?
Yep.
Or individual freedom, right? It's always, yes, you want this, or no, you don't want this.
Well, in this
and
case,
if you're not
voting
on one side or the other side, then you're a heathen or,
well,
you know, whatever.
It sounds like in this case, voting in favor would give people the choice of whether or not they wanted to have the vaccines and could still go to government school. I understand the frustrations, and thank you, Ralph, for calling in here tonight.
Can I just say one more thing?
Probably not, but quickly.
I mean, it sounded like, you know, you really sort of, one of you really questioned that putting male or say female DNA into male bodies.
Yeah, I question vaccines for sure.
Well, thanks for the call tonight.
Appreciate it. 855-450-FREE.
Yeah, give us your calls and your thoughts. What do you think of vaccines?
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, for the 8th Annual Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, May 29th to June 1st. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure filled with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, leading-edge science, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend offers lectures and workshops, exciting panels, and a luncheon that I'm hosting. Contact in the Desert also features leading experts, including Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, Stephen Greer, Emery Smith, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and many important researchers and scientists from all over the world. With the breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, Contact in the Desert is your place for inside information. Join us at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. It's time to make contact. That's contactinthedesert.com. Contactinthedesert.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
and then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yes, this is Free Talk Live. The live call-in radio talk show where you can take control of the airwaves. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE, as in freedom. I am your host tonight, the Reverend Dr. Captain Kickass, and I'm joined by...
It's Ian.
And we were talking a bit with our previous caller about a vaccine situation where apparently Maine has taken away the religious exemption. And we'll talk more about that in just a minute.
Sure, but are you 100% sure you're going to have a great retirement, or do you have some doubt? Tom Young is the author and founder of the CFO Project. He can show you how to be debt-free in 9 years or less, including your mortgage, without spending a single dollar more. With the current state of the federal debt at $23 trillion and the unfunded liabilities at $127 trillion, you can't wait to take control of your money. Don't let your retirement savings be used to bail out the government. Instead of building a plan, Tom can show you how to create strategies now to save money without penalties and as little government involvement as possible. His new book, The Family Money Farm, The CFO Project, will show you exactly how to build wealth and eliminate debt at the same time. Get your free copy now at CFO-project.com. Invest in yourself and your family today. Get your free copy of The Family Money Farm, The CFO Project at CFO-project.com.
So I wanted to say this about vaccines. And to anybody out there who's listening who has an opinion one way or the other on vaccines, my opinion is simply this. If you, as a human being, would like to receive vaccines, feel free to go ahead and do so.
It's your body.
It's your body. Your
choice.
Put
whatever you want into it.
You know, if you have done some research and sought out some medical advice, or maybe you didn't. Maybe, you know, Jim Bob next door has said, hey, I got these vaccines, and I haven't had the flu in years, or whatever it is, right? You know, okay. Far out, solid, and right on. You go ahead, and you go get those vaccines, right? If you want them for your children, okay. You know, you are ostensibly the legal guardian.
See, that's where things get a little sticky, right? Because, yeah, they're your children, but aren't they also their own people? Aren't they also...
Well, we know that minorities are the... minorities. We know that children, that's people under the age of 18 years of age in the United States, are the last minority group to get any recognition of rights. They still really have none,
well,
basically.
I understand that the term children you used there was the legal definition. But
yes.
It's not the actual definition of child. Child is someone who has not reached puberty. And people at age 8, 17, 16, 15, 14, and you know a couple of years below that have absolutely reached puberty. And they are certainly people who can make decisions for themselves.
Right.
But
I just wanted to finish what I was trying to say, which is you completely have the right to get vaccines. If your child isn't old enough to make a decision or understand what's happening to them, I guess it's okay if you decide for them. I'm a little on the fence. But
can
overall,
you also decide to cut off their genitals?
I mean, you can. It happens all the time.
It does.
Mutilate.
I should say mutilate the genitals. Yeah.
But what I'm saying is that you certainly do not have the right to force anybody else, specifically the rest of the population of any geographic area, much less the planet, to also decide what you feel is right for you. You do not have that right.
No, I agree. I completely agree with you there, and that's the trend that we're seeing, and that's the concern that the caller had, was that they're moving in this direction of not quite forcing, but creating certain disincentives
But, right, from the sounds of it.
Well, what he was saying was that in Maine, that they would make it so that you can no longer send your kids to a government school if you didn't get the vaccines that they're supposed to get. So that's not forcing, but it's a
severe disincentive. But then don't they also enforce truancy laws?
Well, that is a good question. Now, there are alternatives to government schools. You could, for instance, homeschool. You could unschool the child. I don't know if the rules also apply to private schools. I imagine private schools are free to set their own rules on that sort of thing, meaning that if you are running a private school, you can decide. Do you want to allow vaccinated kids or non-vaccinated, so on and so forth?
I believe private schools still have to follow state mandates, and that is to say they have to teach X amount of... It's the same thing with homeschool, right? You have to teach X amount of subject matter and curriculum.
It depends on the state
a bit, but like there are still things that the states say, okay, you're going to homeschool, but these are the things
you must cover. Not all states.
Okay.
And in fact, I think that in New Hampshire's case, we're two single guys talking about raising kids in school and stuff like that. So just I'm sort of trying to remember what Mark Edge, one of our co-hosts, has said about this. He's got a kid. They did homeschool Jack, his son, for a number of years, unschool/homeschool.
And I'm all for that kind of thing. Like, personally, my opinion, like, if I were to have kids, I would homeschool. I would do whatever it took to not put my child in government schools.
If I recall correctly, in New Hampshire, the rules are that parents have to kind of inform the state that they have a curriculum, but that it doesn't have to be, like, detailed or something like that. It doesn't have to meet any kind of standards or anything like that. And if they don't even know you've got a kid, then you don't have to tell them jack squat. So usually the only reason why they would know you have a kid is if you had them in the government school system first, then pulled them out of the government school system.
I used to follow a group that was like the Freeborn or something like that. These are folks who have children that don't get a birth certificate.
Like Jay Noon, our co-host on Wednesday nights.
Yeah.
He does not have a social security number.
Right, exactly.
He doesn't have a driver's license.
Exactly. and there are these groups that exist for our listeners who don't know.
I love that
stuff.
There
are groups who exist. I believe they refer to themselves as Freeborn.
Well, this is another thing about what kind of decisions should parents be making for their children. Obviously, you have a responsibility, if you have a child, to take care of them. But should you be saddling them with things that they may not actually value later on? I mentioned genital mutilation. That's obviously a controversial one. But something that maybe less people consider is signing their child up for a social security number.
Yep.
Maybe your son or daughter would have preferred to have been outside of that system. And remember, these are all things they can do to themselves later. If they want to mutilate their own genitals, they can do that. And if they want to get a social security number later, they can do that. Yep. So I'm more on the side of let your children grow up and make their own decisions about these things rather than making decisions for them, which they may not appreciate down the line, you know, in retrospect. And I think that vaccinations is a tough one on that case because, you know, whether or not their genitals get mutilated is probably not going to have a huge effect on whether they come down with something, right? Like, the odds are they're not going to get an infection in their genitals if they don't mutilate them, and that's one of the big fears about that. But in the case of vaccinations, there is the concern, like, you know, you don't want your kid to get the mumps, right, or whatever it is they're vaccinating for. Of course, when we were growing up, Captain, and we're not too far off in age,
right,
they had far fewer vaccinations than they do today.
Mumps, measles, rubella, chickenpox.
I think that was about it, right?
Like, I don't even think they had the chickenpox vaccine, because I remember...
I don't think they did. I got it. Yeah.
I remember getting chickenpox.
You live through it, and then you don't get it again.
And it was one of those things where they, like, took me somewhere where other kids had chickenpox and had me play with them so I would get it. Yeah, because they were like, well, let's get it out of the way. It's going around now.
Might as well get it.
Yeah.
So there were far fewer vaccines than there are today, and it's one thing if you're getting a few of these things. It's another thing if you're getting a whole series of these things. I mean, I have to say, the anti-vaxxers...
Oh, and the polio vaccine was another one.
Yeah, I mean, the anti-vaxxers have a lot of really interesting things to say. I don't know
there
how...
There are some really... If you've ever read the ingredients list of some of these
scary
vaccines...
Scary stuff,
you're
right?
Like, you're like, yeah, why is that in there? Mm-hmm. I mean, I know we make all sorts of drugs that treat diseases and medical ailments from like all sorts of weird stuff. You know, like the cartilage of a blowfish or something. I don't, you know, I'm speaking about things I don't know about. But I've read ingredients of, you know, chemicals that are made by Big Pharma that treat things like, well, I don't know, seizures, right? Grand mal epilepsy.
Mm-hmm.
And like where that stuff comes from, you'd be surprised where some of that stuff comes from. So, you know, who am I to say that, okay, yeah, that list of ingredients sure looks bizarre, but I'm not a scientist. I can't tell you what the purpose of each of those ingredients may or may not be.
And I don't think the scientists agree on these things, and that's the whole thing with science, right, is there's never a real answer that's not being challenged constantly by other scientists.
But again, you as an individual or a parent or whatever should be able to go and look up the different types of vaccines. You should be able to evaluate their ingredient list. You should be able to talk to experts in the field if you want to, mm-hmm. through your, you know, arguably your health insurance company or your doctor, you know, find out, you know, why are these ingredients in there? What does that do? What do the studies show? And make an informed decision. Now, perhaps you like one, you know, set of vaccines made by, you know, one manufacturer and you're like, okay, these are legit and I'm going to get these. You currently don't have that. There's a very few sets of manufacturers and you really don't get any choice. It's just like, well, yep, you got to get them. Here they are. Stab, stab. And now you've got them.
Or you should be free to just say, you know what, we're going to throw caution to the wind and not get these vaccines for our kids at all.
Right.
See what happens. If they want them later, they can get them later.
855-450-FREE, like Freedom. That's 855-450-3733. I don't remember the last time I had a vaccination of any kind.
I don't get the flu vaccine. I'm not interested in that crap.
Yeah, they give it away for free at the Walgreens, so I question that.
Free Talk Live is now on more than 200 radio stations nationwide. We've had more than 18 million podcast downloads, and we claim millions of listens a month. We're a multimedia ad venue with print, email, web, and terrestrial radio marketing platforms. We strive to have ad packages that cater to advertisers big and small. Contact me today at mark@freetalklive.com to see what we can do for you. mark@freetalklive.com. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. But if you can service a national audience, contact me, mark@freetalklive.com.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at icagoldsilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces, even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. ICAGoldSilver.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.